not necessarily those of our advertisers or staff.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Live from the WGNS studio in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, this is the Financial Doctor's Show, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. If you're like me and you're tired of one-size-fits-all financial talk radio, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner and fee-only financial life coach. This is a show about real financial planning, no hidden agenda, no one-size-fits-all baby steps here, just sound, unbiased, objective help with your money. If you want to learn more about the show, check out the website, financialdoctorswithans.net. There you'll find links to our email and our Facebook page. If you have questions or comments, good, bad, or ugly, we want to hear from you. Feel free to email or Facebook us, and we'll do our best to answer your questions live on the air. For everything you want to know about me, Jason Qualls, CFP, and the process I have developed, I call Financial Life Coaching, go to jasonwqualls.com. And if you ever miss a show, don't fret about it. You can listen to every show in the archive section by going to financialdoctors.net. Questions or comments today, give us a call, 893-1450. Again, 893-1450. So glad you're with us today, and we're grateful for all our listeners as always. It's about 60 degrees here in the borough, sunny and 60 degrees. And the topic today comes from, basically because I watch a lot of financial news, of course, in what I do. And I noticed tons of ads for online brokerage firms like E-Trade and Ameritrade, you know, the cute baby ads for, you know, make all your stock trades for $7.95. And they basically are trying to convince investors that they can, too, one day become a day trader or what would be called a do-it-yourself investor. They tell you that you don't need a trusted advisor to guide you in your retirement planning, your investment planning. You can do it yourself and somehow do better than a qualified professional. So, and also from being in the financial planning business for almost a decade, I've come across many folks that believe just because they subscribe to Money Magazine or read the Wall Street Journal, or maybe even worse, watch CNBC, they somehow know more than a professional investment manager. And that's like me believing I could somehow become an engineer by reading whatever industry trade magazine. And if you think about it that way, it's just kind of silly. And you know, you also see ads from other companies out there in other areas of financial planning, like life insurance, Geico.com, for example, mortgages online, you know, LendingTree, that kind of thing, wanting you to believe that it's in your best interest to do your own insurance and mortgage planning. So that's going to be a part of today's show. And then, of course, there are those ads out there telling you you can also do your estate planning online. You know, one, for example, has got O.J. Simpson's former attorney on TV telling you for about $60, you can, in about 10 minutes of your time, you can have the perfect will if you just go to this website. So I make a joke when we talk about these things with people and the friends and colleagues, but I make a joke that if you use these services, it's kind of like having a major health problem. But instead of going to a doctor, you just log on to WebMD.com and you try to diagnose and treat your own illness. And you wouldn't be that stupid about your health. So it always baffles me that so many people will do that to their own personal finances and try to become a stock picker overnight because they watch some TV program or listen to some pundit in the media, or they read Money Magazine, like we talked about. So we're going to talk about what are the true costs of becoming or trying to be a do-it-yourself investor. So in other words, what are the blunders that you make by trying to do it yourself? But first, if you're new to the show, we want to make sure we cover what this show is all about. And in a nutshell, I'm just here to give it to you straight, the direct truth about financial planning. No hidden agenda, no $20 book to sell, and no $1,000 seminar I want you to attend. And if financial planning is being done correctly, there is no one-size-fits-all approach. Hence our tagline, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. Each of us has a unique set of circumstances and challenges. We all face different challenges. We're not alike. So with that being said, each of us needs specialized, objective advice based on your unique situation. But if you listen to other financial talk radio shows out there, they want you to think that personal finance is simple. And there's a they want you to believe there's a cookie-cutter way or a plan for everyone. But there is not. I don't water down financial advice here on the Financial Doctors Radio Show. I make a promise to always give it to you straight. And moving on from that, I also want you to be aware that there are lots of people running around claiming to be financial advisors, but in reality, they're nothing more than financial salespeople. And that's why I have such a passionate belief for what I do. And I really would like to see this type of masquerade end, at least in my local area. But the majority of so-called financial advisors actually work for mutual fund broker dealers or insurance companies. They don't work for you. And the companies they represent control what products they can recommend. And they also use the term financial planning as a marketing tool to sell you financial products to generate commissions. It's that simple. I saw it every day when I was on that side of the business, when I came in the business in 2001, 2002. That's why I have developed this unique philosophy, among other experiences that I have. But you, the client in that situation, when you're working with a financial salesperson, have almost no way of knowing whether the recommendations the so-called financial advisor is making is in your best interest or the best interest of the advisor. Now, see, I don't sell financial products. My process is simple to understand. It's very transparent. I only get paid for my expertise and by giving objective advice that covers every single area of your financial life, from your budget to investing to your estate plan. No conflicts of interest. Just sound, unbiased, objective financial advice. And I hope that makes some sense. And of course, if you're a new listener, hope that covered everything we're all about and what we stand for. For more about the process I call financial life coaching, go to jasonwquals.com. That's Q-U-A-L-L-S. Or just give me a call, 878-2134, for just a second opinion, a free second opinion. Look at your stuff, look at your financial plan, and tell you if the advisor you're currently working with is sending you down the right path or the wrong one, free of charge. So we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss all the blunders of do-it-yourself investing. You're listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwquals.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in chopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Hi, this is Dusty Brown, owner and artist for Dusty Brown Style, a line of distinct accessories and apparel with style and quality, all handcrafted in my Murfreesboro studio. When it comes to my line, each bead is hand-picked for the perfect visual appeal. You'll find beaded necklaces, bracelets, and sterling silver earrings that can't be mistaken for mass-produced big-box items, hitting all of the right notes and created for you by me, Dusty Brown. My color combos and materials set a Dusty Brown piece apart. Antique keys, watches, and lockets adorn sterling silver, copper, and brass chains. Gemstones, wood, and glass beads give my clients quality over quantity. My leather clutches and cuffs are hand-cut from the hide and dyed for the perfect look. If you like what you've heard, take a look at Sugaree's on the Square, Reeves Sane Drugstore, Lime Tiger Studio located on Maple, the Chamber Gift Shop, or MTMC's Gift Shop for Dusty Brown Style. Visit www.dustybrown.net or call 615-439-7836.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finish hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. There will be any written estimate from any legitimate competitor, and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680 or find them online by going to jasonrecommends at financialdoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. Questions, comments, 893-1450. And for those that are normal every week listeners of the show, we normally have Middle Tennessee Insurance Group with us, and they are not out, they're not in today, but their normal special is if you call them and just get a quote on your home and auto insurance, a free quote, they'll make a donation for you to the Habitat for Humanity, make a $10 donation in your honor or in your name, and all you gotta do is give them a call, 898-0053, or go to mid10insgroup.com. Again, 898-0053, mid10insgroup.com. They're an independent insurance agency right here in Murfreesboro. And the reason that I like an independent agency and I recommend only use an independent insurance agency because they actually work for their customers. They don't really serve the big insurance companies. Sure, they sell insurance, but they are not tied to just one carrier, and that's important. So give them a call, and I've witnessed this from my own clients. They have the ability to save you hundreds per month on your home and auto insurance. And that's just a quick and easy way by calling them, 898-0053, and they'll make a donation to the Habitat for Humanity, the local Rutherford County office here in town. But back to the topic of the day, blunders of do-it-yourself investing. Now, it's quite common that I come across people who think they know how to manage their own investments. And if I'm being honest, I've seen some people do a pretty good job of it, but my experience has shown that competent DIY investors are a minority, and especially when they are using like hot tips from their friends and family and the TV, and because these tips that they try to invest with or invest on always almost cost novice investors a lot of money. So that's the reason for the show, because the commercials I mentioned in the opening, the E-Trade stuff and the baby that's all cute and we all laugh and it's funny and tell you that you can make your trades for $7.95, you lose sight of what the value of competent advice is. You know, I want to save money too, but I don't want to, you know, what is the true cost if you're making bad decisions? You can't equate that. And I'll say it again later, but all the $7.95 trades in the world will not save you from stupid investing mistakes. But there are five common mistakes that most do-it-yourself investors make that I see repetitively. And the number one is, you know, someone will be watching Susie Orman, or they'll say, Dave Ramsey says. And I have a radio show, and I try to do that's different here, I want to educate you. I don't want to make you think that I can give you recommendations on the air because I don't know enough about you. So that's the difference. I want you to be aware of what financial planning is, what it's about, understand the concepts, but I'm never going to say you need to do this, everyone should do this, because that's cookie cutter. So when I hear someone say, well, Susie Orman says, or Dave Ramsey says, you know, most investors do not understand that the media really is not their friend. They certainly aren't professional investment managers. And following the media's free advice could ultimately cost you a ton of money. Because their objective in the media is not to inform you, educate you, and provide objective advice. That's what I said that I try my best to do here. But their agenda is to sell you books and subscriptions and products. Like we joked about it one time a few weeks back, that there was one pundit, radio show pundit, that was trying to, the first page of his website was trying to sell you a $5 calendar. Now, he said people look to this guy for financial advice, but his agenda is really to sell you something. So to say that again, you know, it's very expensive free advice, but you should know their hidden agenda is to sell you a product. So if you think about something else, there's large endowment funds and there's large pensions. Like Harvard and Yale have these large endowment funds, and there's corporations have these large pensions. And they spend millions of dollars for professional advice. And if hiring financial professionals didn't make sense, why would these billion-dollar endowment funds do it? Or why wouldn't they just listen to Susie Orman? Because you need professional investment management. So just don't buy into all that stuff you hear on the TV and the radio. Some of it is accurate, but a lot of it is not. So that's number one mistake. Okay, number two mistake of do-it-yourself investors is people will say, well, I don't need it. I don't need to pay someone to help me with my financial planning. I read Money Magazine, or I read the Wall Street Journal, or I watch Bloomberg TV or CNBC. You know, this is kind of related to the number one mistake that do-it-yourself investors make, but it has a twist. Quality financial advisors, or fee-only financial planners like myself, we want to build long-term relationships with clients. We want to review on an ongoing basis. We want to make sure you're getting from point A to point B with as little risk as possible. And we want to make sure we're covering changes to their situation. That's true financial planning. But compare that approach to someone that's reading Money Magazine, for example. And I have a real life example. In November 2007, a very popular investment magazine. Here's what the tagline of the article said. It said, tech stocks should lead the rebound. Leaders in technology sector are growing fast and aren't hurt by subprime mortgage issues or soaring oil prices. That was the headline in November of 2007, not that long ago. So this article went on to recommend a lot of other investments, but one that they tagged and they really really touted was the investment was selling for about $28 a share in November of 2007. Fast forward about a year and a half to March of 2009. That same investment that article in this famous Money magazine had published was trading at half what they recommended. Now, professional money managers get stuff wrong too. Don't get me wrong there. But what are you to do if you're the reader and you acted on that advice? You're not going to be able to call the author and say, hey, author so-and-so, he wrote this article and you made a stock tip and I acted on it and you were just flat out wrong and cost me 50% of my money. I don't think you're going to be able to go complain to them. So stop getting your advice from people. Because what is the magazine's objective? To get as many readers as possible so they can sell advertising. So you have to know what the agenda is. So you don't, they don't care so much about accuracy and helping people as much as how many magazines they can sell. So I hope that makes some sense. So don't get your advice from a newspaper or the TV or magazines and then try to do it yourself. Okay. Number third error I see of do-it-yourself investors, and this is probably, you know, all that most people have all three of these, but they say things like, I can save money if I just do it myself. And I made a post on Facebook from this old cliche saying, penny wise and pound foolish, if you've ever heard that. And, you know, spend a dollar to save 10, you know, but is that really the case? Or spend 10 to save a dollar. Is that really the case? Do-it-yourself investors have difficulty understanding the difference between price and value. They see the E-Trade baby and $7.95 a trade, and they go, well, now my guy's charging me X. I'm going to do it myself. They don't see the value in advice. And quality certified financial planner. You've heard me talk about it on the air before. I'm one of 8 certified financial planners in this city with over 100,000 people. The Certified Financial Planner designation is the cream of the crop when it comes to this profession, and people know that. You know, it's the equivalent of passing the bar or having a CPA, or if you're a physician, you know, being a medical doctor, being an MD, that's the equivalent of it. So if you have someone that can provide you with objective, unbiased, quality investment advice, you're not, the value they're giving to you or providing to you that's going to save you hiccups in the long run is going to far outweigh those costs that you, the money you would save by using the $7.95 online trade. So I hope that's clear. Okay. But the media has done a dang good job of convincing people that they are foolish to pay for financial advice, and they think they should get it for free or very cheap. You know, We've harped enough on the $7.95 trades, but Morningstar, and just going on, people that think they can do it themselves. Morningstar said last year only 79% of large company mutual fund managers beat the S&P 500 index, which is a broad U.S. market index. Not even 21% did better than the index. 80% or 79% did less than the index. These are guys that are trained to do this every day, and they can't even do it. So what makes you think if you work your 9-to-5 and you read Money Magazine, listen to a radio show, that you have time or the effort or the knowledge to do it yourself? And understand, if you make one mistake, it's going to be a lot more costly than anything else. So don't think it's saving you any money. You know, and going back on that, just a famous quote from the movie Wall Street, Gordon Gekko. He said, "Do you ever wonder why fund managers can't beat the S&P 500? Because they're sheep, and sheep get slaughtered." So don't be a sheep, even though you wouldn't be a fund manager. Don't be managing your own account and be one of those people that really can't, is never happy with the performance, always underperforming. Okay. And having said that, financial advisors make mistakes too, even good ones. Now, I harp on people that are financial salespeople. You know, even good, real, true financial planners, we're perfect. We're human. They make mistakes. But a serious, disciplined approach to your financial planning, your investment planning, is more than likely going to yield you better results over time versus what it costs you than if you tried to do it on your own. I hope that makes some sense. So we're basically, my biggest goal with my clients, or my biggest obstacle, is protecting my clients from themselves. It's not, do they understand the concepts and do I know what the right thing to do? You know, my training in school and my mistakes and my successes, I know all that stuff. But it's that behavior part of the client. So my biggest job of what I do in financial life coaching is to protect people from themselves, to make silly mistakes when they, you know, they get a stock tip, or you know, they think gold's going to X dollar per ounce and they want to do silly stuff like that. And it's just protecting them from that. But we're going to take another break, our second break, and we'll come back. We're going to talk about the last two blunders of do-it-yourself investing. You're listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in shopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Hi, this is Dusty Brown, owner and artist for Dusty Brown Style, a line of distinct accessories and apparel with style and quality, all handcrafted in my Murfreesboro studio. When it comes to my line, each bead is hand-picked for the perfect visual appeal. You'll find beaded necklaces, bracelets, and sterling silver earrings that can't be mistaken for mass-produced big-box items, hitting all of the right notes and created for you by me, Dusty Brown. My color combos and materials set a Dusty Brown piece apart. Antique keys, watches, and lockets adorn sterling silver, copper, and brass chains. Gemstones, wood, and glass beads give my clients quality over quantity. My leather clutches and cuffs are hand-cut from the hide and dyed for the perfect look. If you like what you've heard, take a look at Sugaree's on the Square, Reeves Sane Drugstore, Lime Tiger Studio located on Maple, the Chamber Gift Shop, or MTMC's Gift Shop for Dusty Brown Style. Visit www.dustybrown.net or call 615-439-7836.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finish hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. They will beat any written estimate from any legitimate competitor and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680 or find them online by going to jasonrecommends at financialdoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner, Fee-Only Financial Life Coach. This is where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. Questions, comments, 893-1450, or you can go to our website, financialdoctors.net. You can click email the show. You can get on our Facebook page, and we'll do our best to respond to your comment or your question as much as possible. So we're talking about today do-it-yourself investing. And I don't want to even call it day trading. It's people that think they have the objectivity and the knowledge to do everything themselves and not harm themselves. And as I said earlier in the show, some people I've seen can do that, but very, very few. And while I'm on that, the typical personality that I see that is very or more apt to think that they can do it on their own, or your really highly qualified professionals. They think, well, since I have this, whatever, attorney, so let's just go ahead and call them out. Sorry, guys, nothing against attorneys in general, but attorneys think they've been to law school. They think they know, also they know investing. And, you know, I may be wrong, but I don't think law school has anything to do with investing. And it's just, you know, they're smart people. And that's what I guess that's really the point that I'm getting at, is the people that are very well educated. You know, they really get, what's the word I'm looking for? They overqualify their own abilities. But let me tell you from a personal perspective. I don't even try to do a lot of my stuff on my own. And I have 9 letters after my name, all regarding money and business and finance. So I just know I can't be objective. I'm too close to the fire, if you want to say that way. So, and here's what I normally see in people that do it on their own. They always eventually end up hiring a financial planner because they do it on their own in the beginning, usually in their 20s and 30s. And by their 40s, they usually goof up and they go, oh, dang, I just lost 20, 30% of my money. And then they call a professional investment manager or professional qualified financial planner. So don't be one of those people. Seek out, and I understand, we talk about financial salespeople on the show. And I was having a client meeting yesterday, and they had not really ever worked with a financial industry person, whether a salesperson or a real financial planner. And I said, well, don't let that kind of be a bad thing, because there's so much bad advice going on out there that it could have helped you. So, and we won't really know that. So we talk about financial salespeople and how their, you know, conflict of interest advice really does hurt your financial planning. But if you can find someone that's qualified, knowledgeable, that does not get paid to sell you something, that has, you know, the ability to charge for their time and what I call fee-only financial planning, or not I call, it is called financial fee-only financial planning. They don't have any biases. They're very objective. They can look at your situation and tell you what you're doing is right or wrong. So at the very least, just get a second opinion. And I'll be happy to, if you're a do-it-yourself guy, I'll look at your stuff for free and tell you, hey, give you a pat on the back and tell you, hey, good job. Or I'll tell you, nope, not a deal. You're doing a poor job. And I'll show you the areas you're making mistakes. You can call me, 878-2134, or go to jasonwqualls.com. But getting on, we've talked about three of the 5 common mistakes that do-it-yourself investors make. And number 1 was they heard such and such on the TV say, they heard such and such on the radio say, and I'm going to do that because I believe in them. And that's silly. And other people that are kind of do-it-yourselfers, they read the Wall Street Journal and watch CNBC, and they think they can sort through all that good and bad information and make correct investing decisions. And if you look back on those articles they write, they're never, hardly ever correct. Very few people can actually, they're paid to write articles. They're not paid to, and sell magazines. They're not paid to give sound financial advice. And the other part is people that are trying to think they're being frugal. They can't distinguish between value and price. Number 3 would be they think they can save money. They think by going to E-Trade and doing 7.95 trades, and they think they're going to be able to outperform a professional. And I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, not going to be the case. So now we're on to step 4. And this one I'm very knowledgeable about, because if you read my bio on my website, you know that I became, because when the real estate market, you know, floored my business in 2008, I had a real estate investment company. I went back to school, not school literally, but I started researching investment behavior. I wanted to know why the rich cats in Wall Street took all that risk. I wanted to know why I took all that risk, because that made me an expert in financial behavior. So number 4 mistake of do-it-yourself investors is they get too emotional. And what do I mean by that? Well, let's just look at how I came to that realization. Besides my own personal experiences and my research, there's a company called Dalbar Incorporated, D-A-L-B-A-R. And I believe if this is correct, since about 1994, they have been studying investor behavior. And they measure the buying and selling activity of individual investors, people like you and me. And what their studies have consistently showed is they are never, ever, ever, ever close to beating the overall stock market. I think the last study they did, the average investor only earned about 5% in 2000, or the last 20 years. The last 20 years, the average investor earned about 5%. The market did about 9%. That's a 4% difference. So they're not even, that's just, you know, and where that comes from is that they are making emotional decisions with their investments. You know, and if I'm surprised I don't get calls from other financial professionals about this study, because I'm well aware. And if you're a financial professional that touts this study, I'm well aware of the issues with it. You know, most studies have issues. This one has some issues. I'm well aware of those. But it doesn't disprove the fact that overall investors can't even keep up with the market or even come close to it. So when we get back to mistake 4, which is emotions, do-it-yourselfers are so emotional about their money. We'll give you another tidbit. There is an entire investing strategy that routinely invests the opposite way of the individual investor. For example, if there's a bunch of money flowing into retail mutual funds from individual investors, there's a group of professional investors that are selling all their stuff because they know that whatever the individual retail investor does, it's usually the wrong move. And if that doesn't really drive it home, that professional guys trade in the opposite direction of the everyday Joe, do-it-yourselfers, that it's not a good way to handle your personal financial or investing, I don't know what would sell you on it. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer, think about that. That if you're one of the herd that gets in at the wrong time and gets out at the wrong time, you know, there's a whole strategy that's based on doing the opposite of that and makes a lot of money. And I kind of hinted on this before the break, that one of my biggest obstacles as a financial planner with my clients is really protecting them from themselves. And we do a lot of work with my clients to determine where their financial behavior really falls. What are their thoughts and fears about money? Because you don't want them to ever call you up and go, hey, I saw something on the news, I want to get out. And because no one knows if that would be the right or wrong time to get out. And they'll say, well, such and such at the party has a brother-in-law that owns a hedge fund or runs a hedge fund. He said, go buy this stock. And they're saying, I want to buy it. And I'm having to say, no, that's speculation. That's just gambling. That's rolling the dice at Vegas and taking a risk. So that's what I mean, to have to protect them from themselves. And that's emotional decision-making. And that's when I say they make emotional decisions. And back to that point about buying and selling at the wrong time, that's called market timing in the industry. If anybody knew with some consistency when the right time to buy and sell is, they wouldn't be here. They'd be sitting on the beach in Aruba with their $1 million, $1 billion bank account. So think about that. Market timing is, one, almost impossible. So why would you even attempt it? So when the stock market goes really, really high, and it's really high right now, we're having the best year we've had in a long time. We're off to a great 2 months. And that's why you've seen a lot of retail, individual, even do-it-yourselfers, start buying a lot of mutual funds. And I put this on a Facebook post as well. The last time retail investors didn't take more money out of their mutual funds than they put into their mutual funds was April of 2000, or I misspoke, the last time that it happened. Yeah, April of 2011, I'm sorry, got missed the date. So the last time retail investors put in more money than they took out into mutual funds was April 2011. And right after that, the market went boom and went way down. So it right now feels like that. It's the same instance. More retail investors are starting to buy. They're buying when the market's high. The contrarians are heading out the door. The professional investors are getting out because they know, or the history has shown them, when the do-it-yourselfers and the retail investors get in, it's time to go. It's time to jump ship. And it looks a lot like right now. Do I know that? Of course not. Would I trade my clients' money on that? No, because that would be market timing. What I'm saying is, when you're in that situation, the market's high, that's trading on emotion. And then when the market goes down, they say, well, I want out of everything. So they're getting in when the market's high, selling when the market's low, and that you know that won't work. So that's why you have to take your emotions out of it. And do-it-yourselfers can't. They're too close to the fire, and you cannot do it alone. So that's mistake four. Mistake five, and this is one, you know, that I'm going to kind of contest another local, not local, but another area financial talk radio show. But number five is they always or typically take too much risk. Do-it-yourselfers take too much risk. And what do I mean by that? Let's look at an example. And this is not really only applying to do-it-yourselfers, but one radio show that's very popular that deals with personal finance tells do-it-yourselfers basically, you want to look at mutual funds with a good 10 to 15 year track record. And I would say, let's look at that. Let's dig a little deeper into what that means. You know, a mutual fund is nothing more than a pool of money that people have kind of pooled all their money and then hired a professional, you know, maybe one professional, maybe five people, you know, a mutual fund company, people that work for the mutual fund company, hire professionals to manage that pool of money to basically buy and sell stocks on their behalf. And their whole goal is to outperform the overall market or whatever index that fund's objective is tied to. So when we're looking at a mutual fund and we're looking at a 10 to 15 year performance track record like this one popular radio show says, let's analyze that for a second. Let's say for the last 10 years there was one guy at this mutual fund and it's got a good track record. And because this radio show guy says, hey, it's got a good 10-year track record, let's go buy it. And the very next day after you buy it, that one manager that had done so well for the last 10 years, he gets fired. He quits. He goes somewhere else. He takes another job. He retires. In other words, he just leaves that mutual fund where he has got a good return for the last 10 years. Now someone new steps in. He may be good. He may be bad. I don't know. But he's not the same guy that ran the fund for the first 10 years that you're making your buying decision because of. So that 10 to 15 year good track record is a bunch of just bull. Silliness. It's a star. It's one thing you look at is look at overall track record. But look under the hood. Who was responsible for that 10 to 15 year track record on that mutual fund? Was it always the same person? Is that person still there? And that's one of the things that do-it-yourselfers will not, most of them will not be able to recognize. Because if they're owning, they have 10 different mutual funds that Money Magazine told them to buy, and they had a good 10 to 15 year track record, and then one or two of the mutual fund managers leaves and goes somewhere else, if they don't know that, you know, that could really cost them in performance. So you got to think about the people responsible for mutual fund returns is the mutual fund manager. And that guy's an employee for the most part of the mutual fund company. So that track record is tied to that person. But let's dig a little deeper to what the other financial talk radio show guy says. Look at 10 to 15 year track record on your buying decisions. And let's say we choose five different funds with a good 15 year track record. And let's say the management is good. Where I have a problem with that is if you don't look under the hood of what those mutual funds are owning, what kind of investments they own, you could wind up having five mutual funds that own exactly the same thing just because you looked at a track record. So you have to know what's under the hood. I don't care if it's called growth fund of this or growth and income of that. If they buy and sell the same stocks at the exact same times, you don't own five mutual funds. You own one big mutual fund. That's not diversification. So that kind of mistake five, which is too much risk, that all leads you to take too much risk. So because you don't know any better. Because if you have five different mutual fund choices that you've made in your 401k, let's say, or your IRA, and you don't know what stocks those mutual fund managers are buying in each of those funds, if they're exactly the same thing, you're taking a lot of risk. You're not diversified, because I would assume the whole point of buying five funds in that scenario and not just one was because you wanted to be diversified. So you have to know what you own and why you own it. and listen to some guy that used to be a real estate agent that now has a popular radio show and has wrote a bunch of books that people have gobbled up doesn't make him an investment manager. So that's my, so listening to that type of media, you know, just to buy off that 10 to 15 year track record is just silly. It will not, if you get lucky, it could work. So for do-it-yourselfers, mistake five is too much risk. So let's recap before we take our last break. If you're a do-it-yourself investor, we talked about one point I want to make sure I get across is most do-it-yourselfers don't remain do-it-yourselfers for long. They always end up calling me eventually because they screw something up and they say, man, I don't know why I goofed and took too much risk and I bought this and I shouldn't have bought that. And I listened to Money Magazine and listened to the radio show and looked at the 10, 15 year track record. Man, it just didn't work for me. Can you please help me? That's what they normally say. So I don't want you to be one of those people. Fix it before it's too late. So five common mistakes. They get their advice from some financial pundit. What Susie Orman says. What such and such says. They watch CNBC. They read Money Magazine. That's mistake one and two. They get it from the media. And mistake three is they believe that they could save themselves money when in reality, the money they're losing because of poor investing decisions far outweighs the cost of the $7.95 E-Trade Baby savings. So don't fall into the E-Trade Baby cute baby trap. Learn the difference between price and value. That would be number three. And number four, people, do-it-yourselfers without any professional guidance get too emotional about their investing. They're too close to the situation. They buy and they sell at the wrong time. There's studies that prove that. I have, you know, there's a whole investing strategy, professional investing strategy tied to doing the opposite of what individual investors do because they're making stupid, irrational, emotional decisions. That's mistake four. And mistake five is they take too much risk because they really don't know what they own. They think they're diversified, but they're not. So even if they understood diversification, they wouldn't be because of how they get their financial advice. They look at things like track record and, you know, and they read about it in an article. We mentioned earlier there's a very popular article that was touting tech stocks in 2007 and ended up being worth half of what it was by just a year and a half later. That was an article in a money magazine. So how many people out there took that advice in that magazine? I don't know. But if you took it, you get what you deserve, my opinion. If you're getting your stock picking or mutual fund picking advice from magazines and you lose half your money, I'm sorry. I feel bad. But it's kind of like I told you the stove was hot and you touched it anyway. So that's the five mistakes. We're going to take our last break. This is the Financial Doctors Radio Show. Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and fee-only financial life coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in chopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Hi, this is Dusty Brown, owner and artist for Dusty Brown Style, a line of distinct accessories and apparel with style and quality, all handcrafted in my Murfreesboro studio. When it comes to my line, each bead is hand-picked for the perfect visual appeal. You'll find beaded necklaces, bracelets, and sterling silver earrings that can't be mistaken for mass-produced big-box items, hitting all of the right notes and created for you by me, Dusty Brown. My color combos and materials set a Dusty Brown piece apart.
Antique keys, watches, and lockets adorn sterling silver, copper, and brass chains. Gemstones, wood, and glass beads give my clients quality over quantity. My leather clutches and cuffs are hand-cut from the hide and dyed for the perfect look. If you like what you've heard, take a look at Sugaree's on the Square, Reeves Sane Drugstore, Lime Tiger Studio located on Maple, the Chamber Gift Shop, or MTMZ's Gift Shop for Dusty Brown Style. Visit www.dustybrown.net or call 615-439-7836.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finished hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. They will beat any written estimate from any legitimate competitor and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680 or find them online by going to JasonRecommends at FinancialDoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, fee-only financial life coach. We've been talking about do-it-yourself investing and all the blunders out there. And one thing that we're going to hit on is like the online insurance quoting things that, you know, we're almost out of time, 7-8 minutes before we close out here. But I want to briefly touch on that. You know, if you buy the wrong insurance policy, it may not, you know, because you did it online and did it yourself, you know, you may not feel the pain like you do if you make a bad investing decision when you're making your own do-it-yourself investing choices. But let's think about it. It's the same thing. You know, if you're trying to do your own insurance planning and your own mortgage planning and your own tax planning, what qualifies you to do that? And just because you watched a commercial and says you can save 15 minutes could save you 15% on your car insurance, you know, who knows that you're getting the right coverage? Because car insurance is not a commodity. Mortgages are not a commodity. They all aren't the same. If you're getting your legal advice from some online deal, or getting your legal forms from some online thing, you know, it's just, think about it. You wouldn't take your medical advice that way. You wouldn't say, hey, I have this cough and I have this ache and this pain. I'm going to go to WebMD and whatever they tell me to do, I'm going to do it. I'm never going to the doctor. I'm not going to the ER. I'm just going to diagnose myself and treat myself. It's just, if you know, we all, you know, I wasn't saying you don't use those resources because we all do to kind of figure out what's going on, but we rely on medical professionals to treat us and get us better. You need to look at your financial planning that way. Don't try to do it all. You can't be a jack of all trades. You can't work your 9-to-5. Be an expert at that. Do well and think you can do it. Be a tax planner and an investment planner and an estate planner. And budget your money. You just can't. You'll goof at some point. So when you're looking at other, you know, it's not just the E-Trades and the 795 online trades. It's you know, it's all the stuff that they make you believe you can do it yourself. So don't fall for that trap. And if you're in that trap, at least, at the very least, get a second opinion. someone that can look at your situation, that does not sell financial products, that you can only, let's say you compensate them for their time and their effort and their knowledge, and they look at it and they say, yes, you're doing good, no, you're doing bad, at least you'll know, you'll have the knowledge, that you have an outside source giving you a second opinion. So if you want my advice or my second opinion, call me. Free initial consultation, 878-2134, or go to jasonwqualls.com. But I heard something, as we close out the show, I heard something interesting I had not heard in a long time. You know, since I don't sell products, I'm kind of away from that business. And if you listen to any part of the show, I'm against anyone calling themselves a financial advisor, a financial planner, when in reality, they are a salesperson. I think it's unethical. I think it's immoral. I think it's ripping off their clients. That's my belief. That's why I do not sell financial products. I'm only paid for my expertise. But one thing that I heard earlier that I haven't heard in a long time, earlier this week, is my dad had ran across someone that he works with or a friend that said, you know, my advisor doesn't charge me for my investing or financial planning advice. I'm like, just out of the, my first thought was, so out of the goodness of his heart, he's doing your investment planning and your financial planning for free. Really? Nobody's that silly. So if you go down to the car lot and you want to buy a car, you don't think there's a commission associated with the salesperson? You know, nobody works for free. But where they get that misnomer is that commission guys, if you buy a mutual fund that has a commission or a load associated with it, you know, you may not see, it may not be transparent to you that the advisor got compensated by selling you something. Or if you buy a life insurance policy from a commissioned financial advisor, you may not feel the commission, but it's there. So there's nothing for free. There's no free ride. And you know, the old cliche, you get what you pay for. Nothing's more true that I've seen than in financial advice. But there's no free ride. So people, if you're working with an advisor and you don't think you're paying them, you know, on an ongoing basis, even though you don't have to stroke a check or write a check to pay them, you are paying them. And that means you're working with a salesperson, because the products they're selling you is what's paying them, even though you're not writing them a physical check. So the value of the second opinion that I can provide to you is I'll look at what they've recommended that you do. I'll show you what it's costing you. I'll look underneath the hood. And I'll tell you, this is what your advisor is receiving in compensation. This is the expenses of the products that he sold you. And we'll see if we can go find an equivalent or a better product somewhere else for cheaper, for less money. Because that would be what is really in your best interest. So just because you don't write the check, people, don't think you're getting free advice. There's no free ride, no free meals in the investment financial planning world. So understand, I guess what I'm trying to say, know and understand how your so-called financial advisor is compensated. And one thing I've always hesitated to say on the air, I put it out in the social media world before, but I'm gonna do it. And the reason I've been hesitant to say it is because I don't know if I like how it sounds on the surface, but it is very true. If you are working with a commissioned advisor right now, and if I can't save you money and give you better financial advice, save you money in commissions and fees and expenses of the products he has sold you, if I can't save you money that way and provide you with more knowledgeable, a better financial planning process, I won't even charge you. That's the issue. I guess what I'm saying, if my fee ends up being more than the money I save you, I'll do it for free, if that makes sense. So if your fees and commissions on your IRA are costing you, when we look under the hood, $4,000 a year and you didn't know it, and if the fee I would have charged for that normal situation would have been more than that, I will just do it for free. But I'm here to tell you, it won't be, because they get paid a lot of money. They cost their clients a lot of money. And the things that they normally sell, these so-called financial advisors, they just don't, you know, you have no way of knowing. So give me a call, 878-2134, for a free initial consultation, or go to the website, jasonwqualls.com. We're thankful for our producer, Zach, and we're thankful for your listening today. And remember, financial planning, is about your entire financial life. So hire someone that doesn't have a dog in the fight. That would be a fee-only financial life coach like me. So till next week, I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, fee-only financial life coach, and this is where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. And I have someone that's going to sign off the show. What do you want to say? Thanks for listening, right?
Thanks for listening.
Till next week. See you next week.
Money, money, money. Money.